Heaven, Our Eternal Dwelling Place, a compilation.
The God of love himself dwells in heaven. Heaven is the palace or presence chamber of the High and Holy One, whose name is love, and who is both the cause and source of all holy love. God, considered with respect to his essence, is everywhere. He fills both heaven and earth, but yet he is said, in some respects, to be more especially in some places than in others. He was said of old to dwell in the land of Israel, above all other lands, and in Jerusalem, above all other cities of that land, and in the temple, above all other buildings in the city, and in the Holy of Holies, above all other apartments of the temple, and on the mercy seat, over the Ark of the Covenant, above all other places in the Holy of Holies. But heaven is his dwelling place above all other places in the universe. And all those places in which he has said to dwell of old were but types of this. Heaven is a part of creation that God has built for this end, to be the place of his glorious presence. And it is his abode forever. And here he will dwell and gloriously manifest himself to all eternity. And this renders heaven a world of love. For God is the fountain of love, as the sun is the fountain of light. And therefore the glorious presence of God in heaven fills heaven with love, as the sun, placed in the midst of the visible heavens in a clear day, fills the world with light. There dwells Christ, the Lamb of God, the Prince of Peace and of Love, who so loved the world that he shed his blood and poured out his soul unto death for men. There dwells the great Mediator, through whom all the divine love is expressed toward men, and by whom the fruits of that love have been purchased, and through whom they are communicated, and through whom love is imparted to the hearts of all God's people. Christ loves all his saints in heaven. His love flows out to his whole church there, and to every individual member of it, and they all, with one heart and one soul, unite in love to their common Redeemer. Every heart is wedded to this holy and spiritual husband, and all rejoice in him, while the angels join them in their love. And the angels and saints all love each other. All the members of the glorious society of heaven are sincerely united. There is not a single secret or open enemy among them all. Not a heart is there that is not full of love, and not a solitary inhabitant that is not beloved by all the others. And as all are lovely, so all see each other's loveliness with full complacence and delight. Every soul goes out in love to every other, and among all the blessed inhabitants, love is mutual and full and eternal. Jonathan Edwards, 1703 to 1758. The Parting of the Veil. Throughout medical school, I had taken care of dying patients, but this was the first time that I, as the senior resident, would be the one in charge when a patient died. I didn't know what to expect. "Dr. Anderson," the elderly woman began, her voice starting to fade, "will you hold my hand? I'm going to see Jesus, and I need an escort." That night I experienced the veil parting, the veil that separates this life from the next. As I held the dying woman's hands, I felt the warmth of her soul pass by my cheek when it left her body, swept up by an inexplicably cool breeze in an otherwise stagnant room. I smelled the familiar fragrance of lilac and citrus, and I knew the veil was parting to allow her soul to pass through. Since that first patient, I've walked with countless others to the doorstep of heaven and watched them enter paradise. On many occasions, as I held hands with the dying, God allowed me to peer into heaven's entryway, where I watched each patient slip into the next world. I've sensed Jesus on the other side, standing in heaven's foyer, welcoming the dead who are made whole again. I've glimpsed surreal colors and sights, and heard sounds more intense than anything I've ever experienced in this ordinary world. I've inhaled the scent of lilac, citrus, freshly carved cedar, and baking bread, more fragrant than I ever thought possible. Sometimes I've even witnessed patients leave this world and come back. The one thing these experiences have in common is the intensity of the sights, sounds, fragrances, and feelings that I sensed. Heaven is more real than anything we experience here, and the sense of peace, joy, and overwhelming love is beyond description. Reggie Anderson. God is going to prepare a place for us. Heaven is not an imaginary place, an idea, or a celestial dream that you and I will experience forever and ever and ever. Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place." That is, a place where a glorified, literal body is going to communicate with other people and walk around and be somebody, and where we're going to know each other. Dear God, thank you for loving us enough to prepare heaven for us. Thank you for giving us your only Son as a door into this heavenly home, this place where you have allowed us to belong. You have created the sun, the moon, the stars, and worlds beyond ours that are unimaginable and brilliant. You continue to create and invent ways to bring your everlasting light to us. You have prepared us for heaven by giving us glimpses of the wonder and grace, the community and the fellowship that will exist in heaven. We are excited to live forever inside our relationship with you. We want that oneness and that closeness and that fulfillment and that love. Please guide us on earth now so that we may live eternally by your side. Thank you for this miracle. Thank you, God, for our heavenly home. Amen. Charles Stanley. A special place. When I was on earth, I told my disciples that I was going to prepare a place for us to be together forever. This place is for all of you who have invited me into your hearts and lives, and it will be the most wonderful place there has ever been, perfect in every way. I have also prepared a room for you to live in my Father's house where you can enjoy the beauties of your heavenly home forever. If you have received me as your Savior, that makes you one of my special friends, and I have prepared such a place for you. I have reserved a place in heaven just for you. A place where all the tears will be wiped away, and all sorrow and grief will be forgotten, where you will be totally happy forever. This is what is waiting for you when your earthly life is over. You might feel you don't deserve these things, but I love you more than you could possibly know or understand, and these things are my gift to you. When you give a gift, it's not because of what someone can do for you, or because they deserve it. It's because you love them. Your future in heaven is my eternal gift to you. Jesus. Thank you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.